Hello, welcome all to the latest episode of the Rec Podcast with me, Paul Rock. Here at the Code Manager, it's all hands on deck as we get ready for a packed code release coming in on June 27th. To help you digest the impacts of all 10 changes in scope, I'm delighted to be joined by my good friend and colleague, James Hardy, this afternoon.
Thank you, Paul. It's great to be here.
So James, as one of our dedicated team of change analysts, you're certainly the man to bring us all up to speed for this substantially sized implementation, which my notes tell me cover broad areas of focus, including consumer experience, technical and systems change, performance assurance, energy theft, and more besides. Shall we take these changes one by one?
That sounds like a plan. So first on my list is R0080, which is improvements to fail to deliver CSS messages. This change proposal addresses the issue of messages from the central switching service, which have been unable to be delivered due to gateway outages or rejections. To resolve this, we're introducing a held message register and API for CSS users to retrieve failed messages. And we're adding new dashboards and notifications for visibility. This solution updates the CSS interface design specification, business data validation rules, and Schedule 24 switching data management. It's expected to benefit CSS users, the CSS provider, and switching data service providers by improving data accuracy and system alignment, and providing flexibility through optional API use.
Superb. It sounds like this should make the switching process even more efficient and improve the end-to-end experience for consumers. Now, the next change on my list is one that's close to my heart as I chaired its solution development workshops. It's R155, Change of Occupier, Evidentiary Standards and Timescales.
Of course, yes, 155 is all about standardization of evidentiary standards and timescales for the change of occupier process. Approved by Ofgem in line with the Code Manager's recommendation, this change proposal improves the non-domestic change of occupier process, reducing consumer detriment and improving consistency across market participants. We do this by introducing a new non-domestic change of occupier schedule in the REC that contains a non-exhaustive list of evidentiary documents that energy suppliers may request from a consumer or third-party intermediary to demonstrate a change of occupier has taken place. There's an obligation on suppliers to respond to a submission of these evidentiary documents within 10 working days, and requirements for suppliers to use the Secure Data Exchange Platform, or SDEP, to share this evidence when there is a change of occupier involving a switch. R0155 will provide many benefits, particularly for consumers, including consistency across the industry for the change of occupier process, reduced time on deemed contracts, and stronger data security.
James, I'm aware this has been a change with a great deal of engagement and that it's affecting a really broad church of market participants. Are we taking any extra steps to support stakeholders implementing these changes?
Yes, we are. So we've published some additional resources on the REC portal to help parties out. So you can find a recording of the dedicated R0155 webinar we held in March, question and answer summary document, and additional guidance documents.
That's wonderful. Thanks, James. Now let's move on to R0193, which is adding enumeration values to the DI51035 communications provider. Tell us what that's all about, please, James.
Sure. So R0193 ensures the REC maintains a valid list of communication providers after they were removed from the market domain data as part of BSC modification P442. To do so, this change proposal adds a cleansed list of enumeration values to data item DI51035, and R0193 will impact meter operator agents, distribution network operators, and energy suppliers, benefiting them through maintaining industry-wide consistency, providing a simple process for making updates, and ensuring data integrity and transparency.
Excellent. Now, next up, we have a change that is all about facilitation of some of the upcoming arrangements for the market-wide half-hourly settlement programme. Tell me about the latest updates to the Performance Assurance Reporting Catalogue being brought in with R0202.
So this change proposal updates the Performance Assurance Reporting Catalogue, also known as the PARC, to support monitoring of retail risks under the new MHHS arrangements. The Performance Assurance Reporting Catalogue is the only REC document impacted by this change, with the catalogue seeing the addition of new data items for meter operator agents to report on meter assets data, as well as providing further housekeeping changes to ensure that the catalogue is correct. The only impacted party type is the meter operator agents, who will be required to submit their first report containing these updates in August 2025.
All right, let's stay with the PARC and discuss R0238 as Performance Assurance Reporting Catalogue Annual Review.
So this change proposal was approved by the REC Performance Assurance Board, or PAB, and each year the PAB reviews the park to ensure it's up to date and aligns with current REC obligations. R0238 was raised following this latest review and implements those latest annual updates, ensuring the park reflects current obligations. And key changes include removing outdated file formats, typographical corrections and updates, and provides risk mapping updates aligned with the retail risk register. In doing so, this improves data quality and reduces the risk of REC parties making reporting errors.
All right, thanks. What's next on our list, James? Oh, yes, R225, clarification on TDIS portfolio transfers on sale.
Yes, so R0225, clarification on TDIS portfolio transfers on sale. This change proposal clarifies when FEF targets should transfer between energy suppliers following a portfolio sale under the FEF Detection Incentive Scheme, also known as the TDIS. It amends Schedule 7, the Energy Theft Reduction Schedule, and it will reduce ambiguity and ensure consistent application of theft target transfers. This change only affects energy suppliers.
So sticking with the theft theme, this next change, R233, is all about the introduction of an energy theft unit under the REC.
That's right, although it's first worth noting that this change proposal is not quite confirmed for this release just yet. We have made our recommendation to Ofgem and we're waiting to hear from them on whether it will be approved. If we get the go-ahead by 20th of June, we'll be putting it into this release. Otherwise, there will be a need to review the implementation plan.
All right, that's really useful to know. But tell me, James, what will R233 achieve if it does get its approval from Ofgem?
So it will establish a dedicated energy theft unit in partnership with the City of London Police to investigate and prosecute organised energy theft. This would be a GB-wide operation supported by a referral assessment service focusing on organised crime, public safety and reducing financial losses when it comes to energy theft. It will cost £1.6 million a year and be funded through REC changes, but the benefits include a reduction in socialised costs of theft, improvements to public safety and greater collaboration between the impacted stakeholders, including energy suppliers, distribution network operators and gas transporters.
What a powerful change to the industry theft arrangements that could be. Thanks, James. And still on theft, talk me through R234, the introduction of an energy theft referral assessment service.
Just like R0233, we are waiting on an Ofgem decision before this can be confirmed for implementation this month. But if so, it will establish a referral assessment service that will assess, triage and coordinate energy theft referrals from industry parties before forwarding them to the Energy Theft Unit, the ETU, introduced in R0233. It will ensure these referrals meet evidentiary standards, provide feedback loops, performance reporting and further stakeholder engagement.
Fantastic. Thanks, James. Of course, we'll be notifying stakeholders as soon as the Ofgem decisions are received on those two changes.
Absolutely.
Great. Okay, speak to me about R236. That's the REC Party Auto Deaccession Proposal.
So this change proposal adds a new clause to the REC's main body that will allow the code manager to expel REC parties who have not qualified within 12 months of accession and have not contacted the code manager within the past 6 months. This will be applicable to all REC parties, but currently there are around 80 parties the code manager has identified who this would impact at this stage. Most of these are safe isolator providers, also known as SIPs. This proposal will help increase clarity in the party register and will reduce confusion for stakeholders and consumers about who is involved in the retail energy market and who are under obligations from the REC.
Thanks, James. I believe that leaves us with just one final change, R258.
Yep, this is simply a standard self-governance housekeeping change, meaning it addresses typographical, grammatical and formatting issues without altering the intent or substance of the REC. R0258 implements non-material corrections and clarifications across several REC products to improve consistency, accuracy and usability. The products impacted include the GES Supply Point Switching API Technical Specification, the EES API Interface Specification and Schedule 28 related metering points. This housekeeping change will benefit REC parties by helping prevent misinterpretation by market participants.
Superb. Thanks, James, for that thorough exploration of all of the change proposals coming into the REC on June 27th, including, of course, the two that we eagerly await Ofgem's decisions on. As always, all the information about the release can be found on the REC releases page on the portal, and please reach out through the service desk or your operational account managers if you need any support interpreting this latest suite of changes. Before I go today, a quick note to say that we're now uploading our podcast to YouTube. You can still access all of our historical episodes on Spotify, but going forward, you can hear us on YouTube too. So be sure to subscribe to the Retcove Manager channel and click the notification bell to be among the first to catch our podcasts. And that's all from us today. If you have any feedback on today's episode or suggestions for future podcasts, please do get in touch. I look forward to speaking to you on the next one. Thank you very much and goodbye.